This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trying to control our carbon pollution is, of course, the best way to keep the planet from getting too hot. But the reality is that climate damage has already been done, so cities and towns around the country are trying to figure out how to deal with it. In some places, something called managed retreat is getting a hearing, voluntarily relocating homes or businesses or both away from the coast. Montauk, out at the tip of Long Island, is one of those places. Year-round, about 4,000 people live there. In the summertime, it's 25 or 30,000. It's a beach town, less than 3 miles across. And by 2070, best guesses are, it's probably just going to be a series of islands. So to adapt, a town committee is recommending, among other things, that parts of downtown Montauk that are right along the ocean be moved to higher ground. Marketplace's Samantha Fields took a drive out to Long Island.
Driving into downtown Montauk, you come up over a hill, and on a clear day,
there's nothing as far as the eye can see except the ocean.
Jennifer Folks grew up a few miles down the road, and now she's the director of the local Chamber of Commerce.
So this is downtown Montauk. John's Drive-In, Memory Motel, The Point.
You can park right downtown, walk just a couple of blocks, and be on the beach. Or if you're lucky and you can afford to spend hundreds, sometimes more than $1,000 a night, you can stay at one of the hotels right on the beach.
Some of them are just behind the sand dunes and some of them are right on top of or where the sand dunes would have been.
Allison Branco is the Climate Adaptation Director for the Nature Conservancy in New York. She's been working with the town of East Hampton, which includes Montauk, on its coastal assessment and resiliency plan, figuring out how it can adapt to climate change. One of the recommendations is that the town move back from the shoreline in certain places voluntarily.
Does that mean where we're standing now on this beach with all these hotels and motels right on the sand, that these would all be gone?
It does mean that these hotels and motels would all be gone.
Not gone completely, just not right on the beach anymore. Branco says the idea is to relocate them to higher ground, give the beach space to move and change as it's supposed to, and better buffer the town from sea level rise. It is a pretty hard sell.
The allure of those hotels is being on the water.
Paul Monty is a longtime business owner in Montauk. His family owned one of the oceanfront resorts for decades.
So if we took those hotels and put them in the middle of a field somewhere, they will certainly not have the same draw as they do currently.
Monty does want the town to get more proactive about planning for climate change. He chairs the Beach Erosion Committee.
But, you know, the idea of just taking the entire oceanfront and moving it, you know, upstream to a high point just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to Leo Daunt either. He runs Daunt's Albatross, a hotel a block from the beach, that's been in his family for three generations.
Nobody in Montauk, none of these businesses are, you know, climate deniers. Everyone realized that there was a threat.
But right now, Daunt and Monty say there are just too many unanswered questions about managed retreat.
I have asked how this could make sense financially. Who has done it before? Where have they done it and how have they done it?
But no one has really done it before. Other cities and towns are also exploring it, but there isn't a community yet that Montauk can look to.
As much as it's nice to be the leader in something like this, when you're talking about people's livelihoods and the future of a community, you don't really want to be a guinea pig.
Instead, Monty would like to see the town focus more on other options, like replenishing the beaches. Allison Branco at the Nature Conservancy says the Army Corps of Engineers did come in after Superstorm Sandy a decade ago and put in geotube bags to shore up the dunes.
It's basically like a sandbag, only a giant version, like the size of a bus, much like a seawall buried under the sand.
And the town has been spending about $1 million a year to put sand on the beach. But Branco says because of rising sea levels, that isn't a long-term solution.
There is no future where everything stays exactly like it is today.
More people are starting to see that. Jeremy Samuelson, the town planner, says when he talks to people about managed retreat now, they still bristle, but they're more open to talking about it than they were even 5 years ago.
I think one of the dangers here is we can underestimate the extent to which this is a very personal and very emotional journey that we're asking people to go on.
Many families in Montauk, like Paul Monty's, have been in town and passed their businesses down for generations.
What does this place mean to you?
A lot of people, I think, hear the Hamptons, and they just think super wealthy tourist destination, summer homes.
That's certainly a part of it. You know, a very important part. But no, no. Montauk is more than 3 months of the year. It's home.
And he says he wants to protect it. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.